Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts of Hearts. I'm Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, guess what? We are back with fan stories. It's been long overdue. And I just want to say to all the fans who signed up, we are slowly getting there. And thank you, Amber, for coming with us today. And I just want to say thank you for your patience. Nicole and I are giving you a virtually hug right now and stuff. Just thank you for your patience with everything. So again, thank you for your patience.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, we're super
Yeah.
excited.
I say welcome back too.
Yeah, I was on last year.
I was just gonna say, welcome back. I know you joined us in a couple of episodes during BBB month, and so we're just happy to have you back and get to know you more and obviously hear your BBB stories. So,
I brought the cat this time. A lot of
yes,
them.
we
Love
always welcome
it.
fur babies. I wish mine could fit in my lap, but mine is too big. So, our very first question is for you is how did you discover Black Veil Brides?
It was like the summer before my sophomore year of high school. So I was like 15. And it was like that weird in between period where they were still working on like Wretched and Divine, but like Set the World on Fire had come out. And I was just kind of like bored because I live in what's technically a city, but it's more like a small town. We have like less than 7,000 people.
Oh.
Yeah. So we are not, we're tech, yeah, a city and technically, but it was like looking for like new bands. I was really getting into like System of a Down, like Florence and the Machine, and it was like, well, if you like this band, try like Black Veil Brides. And I'm like, okay, I'll click on one, and I listen to like Rebel Love song, and I'm like, I need to hear more of this. I just like went down the rabbit hole for like the rest of summer.
When you clicked on the Rebel Love song, did you get the music video for it, or was it like the lyric video?
It was on like iTunes, so I got like the 30
Ah,
second. This is back when you
iTunes.
buy like individual stuff.
Side note, is iTunes still a thing? Because I feel like now it's just not anymore.
It's like Apple
Yeah.
Radio now.
Okay,
Like
I
you
lost
can.
track. I use Spotify
Oh.
now, so I remember iTunes and how songs used to be 99 cents and stuff, so.
I don't know if like the actual iTunes store is still there. Like now most people use like Apple Radio, so you can like subscribe to it and listen to like whatever artist you want.
Okay.
Pretty much. And obviously all Black Veil stuff is there, but so I use Amazon Music because I already subscribed to it. So I figured, hey, might as well get my book.
So then you clicked on Rebel Love song. You went down the rabbit hole. What ended up becoming your favorite Black Veil Brides song?
So my favorite one is actually This Is Where It Ends, Veil, off of Veil, because I just
Oh.
love like that kind of like the violin, and it's like really, I feel like Andy's voice is just so emotional, because like Black Veil Brides is like his baby, you know, like it's been part of his life since he was 16, and obviously in that song, like that could have been like the last album, and very well, like if Lonnie hadn't joined, it probably would have been like their last album, and he's like singing about like wanting to keep this thing together, getting rid of a toxic influence. You know,
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
yeah, getting rid of like this influence and him just wanting to like keep this thing going because it's brought our joy to like so many people. Like it's hard to like overestimate like the joy obviously it's brought to our lives and like everyone who watches the show and everyone who listens. And just like kind of listening to like the last words where he's like, this is where it ends. Like it's almost like he's getting choked up at the end. And I'm like, oh, it feels.
Yes. His voice was so like soft in that song too. Like I feel like the softest it's ever been.
Yeah, it was really
And
like, I think he said in an interview he actually cried like after listening
yeah, I
to it.
think he said that. And I think he also mentioned, I don't know which interview, like when he performed a song with his mom and dad, they started to get emotional too because, like, they've been there since he started Black Veil Brides. And for Veil to possibly be the last album, it was just like I'm sure, a roller coaster of emotions for the whole family. So.
Yeah, it's a very emotional album. It's like the feel of that one was just like because it's like has like everything. It's like they really put everything into that song. They figured if it's going to be like our series finale, we might as well go out with a bang. And I'm glad it's not the end, but it would have been a good ending.
I love your reasons though for it being your favorite. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'm an English major, so we overanalyze everything artistic.
Ooh, okay. Well, with that being your favorite song and everything, like what has been your favorite album? Is it Veil or is it a different album?
It is Veil.
Okay.
I think I was just in the right kind of like frame of mind for it because it came out on my mom's birthday, so it's kind of biased that way. And like my mom and I are very close. She's been like my dad wasn't really in the picture when I was growing up, so I was primarily raised by her. So, and just that album, like at the time, like I was like about to graduate from college, and there's all that kind of like pressure of like finals and writing papers, and it's everybody's like, okay, you're an adult now, like what do you do? And it's like I've had kind of like Andy, the same dream since I was a kid. Like I've always wanted to be a writer, and like I'm still working on that. And it's kind of like I went through all of these things in kind of like a short period of time. It's like I had enough time to like feel my feelings. So like Vail helped me kind of like experience like what I wanted and needed to experience kind of in private. I just like still love the album now because it's still like even if like you're happy or if you're sad, it helps you like just understand those feelings. Like Vail's my album. Like I will defend that album until like my dying day.
I want to say, I think you're one of the few fans here I've come on that actually is a Vail stan and stuff, because I know there's a couple in the army, but like we didn't meet that much here, so it's really cool just to see like Vail stan. Okay, we got some there.
I mean, I see the other side of it too, why people don't like it, but I, as someone who's been through a lot like the past few years, like I definitely needed like an album like that to just like feel my feelings. And it's nice to know that like obviously I'm not enjoying the fact that other people are going through like hard times, but it's just like nice to know that like when you're going through something that there's like somebody else out there and like you're it makes you feel like not alone even if they're like the on the other side of the world.
Vail is so underappreciated, so I'm really glad to see it getting love from a lot of fans out there.
Definitely mixed emotion album for sure.
It's like on the opposite side, you get like the Phantom Tomorrow, which is like almost like super hopeful, and
That
it's like they complement each other really well. It's like learning, it's like you've gone through, you've done the healing work. So it's like again, you have to appreciate both.
is true. I like that. I like that,
I do
actually.
too,
I never thought about
actually. But you didn't need it. You
that.
need
I like
it.
that. So.
Couldn't have been perfect timing for that album to come right afterwards.
Yeah, it's like it's a they complement each other well. It's like so if you it's like if you have to appreciate Vail in order to appreciate the Phantom Tomorrow.
Very well said.
I like it.
So I want to ask you my signature question. I need to know which album from Black Veil Brides do you prefer? The OG We Stitch These Wounds or the remastered Restitch These Wounds?
I was actually prepared for this question, so I
Excellent,
definitely
excellent.
prefer this one.
Oh,
I think
yes.
prepared.
I'll be 20 new.
Yeah, I have it signed in here. Just I don't know why I didn't put it out, but I do have a signed one.
Ooh, nice. Yes. I
I
love the
prefer.
cover art. Love it.
Yeah, you can tell which ones are mine versus which ones are my mom's because mine tend to have more skulls. I had to have more skulls in the record section, but I mean, sonically, I definitely prefer the read the one I did in 2020, just because I feel like that's the way the album always wanted to sound. And I for some of these songs, like I forgot, I'm like, wow, like Heaven's Calling is really good. And like Beautiful Remains. I mean, I prefer the story of the original more just
Yeah.
because there's something to be said for like you have this dream, and even if like you don't have like a lot of money or resources, you just kind of make it happen anyway. You're just like, all right, we're gonna do it, we're just gonna make it happen, and it's out there for people to enjoy or to make what they need of it. So I mean, I definitely enjoy the story of the original more, but like sonically, I enjoy 2020 because we have we have Lonnie, I mean CeCe strumming's on it, and it's just nice to be able to like hear the songs the way they always wanted to be out there.
Okay, I can't lie, because you said it, and now it's stuck in my head, because I absolutely love it. The fact that you said, when it comes to Beautiful Remains, you do love the story and the original more, it's something that I never thought about, and you are absolutely correct, because when you compare Restitch with We Stitch, the way that they are sung completely different in both, they are telling a whole, it's like the same story, but they're retelling it in a different way. I never thought of it like that. I love talking to you.
It's the English
Oh
major, I'm telling you.
my
This is
gosh.
what
Literally,
I
as you were
did for like a long
speaking,
time.
I'm like, why does this make sense all of a sudden now? It's just like, why have
Yes.
I never compute these two? Like, we need to talk more.
Just me listening to these albums like a
Love
long
it.
for a long period of time. I'm like, they do tell different stories. I mean, they were at different points in their lives too. Like when they recorded the original, I mean, they were a lot younger. I mean, Andy was what, like 18 or 19? Too, and they were in kind of like their wild, kind of like crazy heyday when they re-recorded it. I mean, I'm not saying they're old now, but I mean, they were a little bit, they're a little bit older. They've settled down more. Like they lead typically like a more like healthier lifestyle. I mean, Jinx was about to have a
Matured.
kid at that point. I
Yeah.
mean, it's there. Different things were important by the time they were re-recorded the album. I mean, so I think that has a lot to do with it too. Like when you, because like I'm a writer too, so I can relate to like their creativity on that standpoint. Like when you go through different life experiences, it tends to add into your work, like or subconsciously, whether you mean to or not.
I know we're still here, but like I'm actually curious, like what were your thoughts about the Mortician Daughter, like having an instrumental without the vocals and everything from like the original album?
I thought it was really beautiful, like the way they kind of like honored it, because they could have just left it off the record entirely. It could have just been something where they're like, okay, we're going to skip it. But I mean, obviously, Andy doesn't want to disrespect his wife. I mean, that's, he's like, I wrote this for somebody else I loved. And it's kind of like listening to it, it's like, okay, I loved this person a long time ago. We haven't spoken in a long time. And now I'm with somebody that I really love. They're going to be married for 10 years this April. And it's about, kind of like love lost, but also love gained, because now he's with somebody who understands him. They've been through a lot together. They have two really cute cats together, a house together. I mean, it's like, it's the life I think that like he's always wanted to have, but maybe wasn't sure of how to get there now. So it's kind of like beautiful that like he lost this, like, kind of like, it seems like maybe it was his first love. I don't know. But like now he has like his last love now.
If you really listen to the Mortician's Daughter, you don't need to have Andy singing the vocals because you can hear the vocals within the instruments themselves, especially when that violin comes on for the chorus part. You can just hear it. You don't need Andy's voice in it.
Honestly, it was just so beautiful that like I really didn't miss, not that Andy's a bad singer, but I really didn't miss the vocals with it, like the way Jinx just like remastered it. Like it's just so beautiful and so perfect. Like I didn't really, I'm like, I didn't miss the vocals. I'm like, it sounds really good. Like it was perfect. I thought it was like a nice way to like redo this song. It's like, I thought it was the most respectful way to do it, honestly.
100%.
Agreed. What has been your favorite memory of Black Veil Brides? It could be something through a concert, VIP, or something through online too.
I think my favorite memory, so last year they supported Baby Metal for like a
Yeah.
few tours. So
Yeah.
last year I went to see them in Connecticut, and it was my first time doing like VIP, and it was kind of like a full circle moment. Like I got to do VIP for the first time. So I'd met Andy before a couple of times. Like the first time I went to Warped Tour, I met him, and then I did one of the TEI workshops with him. And then I'm one of Lonnie's patrons, so we talk like every month.
Aww.
So then it was like getting to meet the rest of the band, and I invited my mom, came with me to this concert. So it was like a real like full circle, like kind of like mother-daughter moment. She didn't come with me to VIP because I wasn't sure if like she'd want to meet the rest of these people, because like she knows who Andy is because she's a fan of Lilith, but I wasn't sure if she'd know who everybody else is. But she did come with me to the show, and like after the show she was like really excited, like she became a huge fan. So like now like it's gonna be another full circle moment because she's going with me to the show in the city they're doing in a couple of months. So it's just kind of like one of those moments where I got to be like transcended. I got to just like really like lose myself, enjoy myself, like after everything. And she had a really good time, and she was just like, oh my God, I want to do this again. Like, when are they doing another headlining tour? It was just so much, it was honestly so much fun. Like I just had like a few days where I got to do everything and just meeting the rest of the band. It's like always been one of my dreams. Like it was just so much fun. And then I got to meet Lonnie after the show, and it was the first time we had ever seen each other in person. So like getting to like talk with him, and like he actually met my mom too. So like he got to meet and understand like where all this comes from. Honestly, it was just such like a great time. It's just like hard to quantify like how happy I was, like just how much fun it really was. And I'd been to like the arena before, and it was like the arena was so nice and so cool in there. Like it was so fun to like watch them in there, and it like the band had like played it like a great show. Like that's probably my best memory of them, is just seeing them there, because I got to enjoy it with somebody I love.
There's no better feeling than that too. There's something so wholesome about when you can get your mom or just someone in your family that you can get to love Black Veil Brides as much as you do, which Ruth, it's time to convert your mom now.
Nicole, we've been though. Yeah, I know. I'm here like, I'm glad you guys have your mom to love Black Veil Brides. My mom, on the other hand, very conservative. I will admit though, she did like Savior too. So we're slowly getting there. Going to a concert, that's going to be a very big miracle.
But your dad is different, though, right?
My parents are weird. I don't know. It'll be a miracle, like I said. If it ever happens, I will take a photo and post it everywhere and share it to you guys.
I will make sure that goes viral. I'm gonna like retweet the hell out of that. So, this next question that we have for you, we do understand that it can be a pretty deep one. So, we ask that you just take your time. But please tell us how Black Veil Brides has impacted your life.
It's kind of hard to estimate, especially with like the positive impact they've had, because I was definitely like, I'm sure you guys can relate, like the weird kid in high school. Like I
Yeah.
was like, so like in high school, I got diagnosed with epilepsy, and before that, I was diagnosed with autism too. So it's like high school was not like an easy time. Like I was always like, I loved like the nerdy kid in the corner with books. I was terrible at math, which my autism failed me. Thanks a lot. On that end, it was just like I love, you know, meeting, having, listening to the band kind of got me through, especially like my senior year was rough. I got bullied by these, essentially my ex-best friend and like this group of girls she made friends with. Yeah, it was, I know. And I brought her to her first Black Veil Brides concert too.
Oh, what
I
a
mean, the
bitch.
audacity.
Oh my God.
What a, excuse my language.
No, the audacity of her, right? Like it was so bad, like chunks of my hair were falling out. And like when I just
Oh
like brushed my hair and
my
like curls were falling out. Like my mom was like extremely worried about me because like the physical stress on my body was definitely like taking its toll. And if it wasn't just for like that positive impact on like my writing and like my music, it was really hard. Like the adults were like, well, you know, you've got to handle it better. I'm like, I'm ignoring them. Like, what more can I do? I'm like, I said the most adult thing I can say, which is in 6 months, which because this happened, started happening in January, we'll never have to deal with each other again. Because in that by that point, I'd already accepted to my college. So I was like looking, I was like beelining straight ahead. So I'm like, look, we're not going to the same school. We'll never have to see each other again. So how about we just pretend like we like each other in the classes we have, or be civil at least. Civil. We'll be civil and then we'll never have to see each other again. And I will say I lucked out. I did have a couple of teachers who were on my side. So it wasn't all bad. Like the school, I just see the school psychologist because I had like an IEP and she was like, look, I don't know what else you want me to do with her. She's fine. Like she's
Oh,
pretty much, she is who she is. I mean, she was
damn.
just like, I mean, she's handling the situation incredibly adult. Like there's nothing else I can do here.
Yeah.
She was like incredible. Like I still love her to this day. Miss Vera, if you're watching this, I still love you.
Good educator, good teacher.
I'll name
Thank
I'll name drop her because she's a positive influence. Negative
you.
influences, you know who you are. I don't talk to you when I see you in public. But it's just been like a positive because I didn't see Black Veil Brides for a while because I was going through college and I just had a lot of like family members like pass away like back to back and like life happened. My mom got had a really bad like spinal surgery go wrong. So I had to like take care of her. Like she had to have like two in a row. So it was just like really rough. So I just needed like something to keep me like sane. Cause like a couple of years ago, I almost thought I was gonna lose her. And I'm just like, she's the only parent I have left because my dad passed away a few years ago. And that was something like I did one of those things where like long story short, I kind of did see it coming because he was ill for most of my life. But with my mom, I expected her to be around. And it was just kind of like I needed something to keep me grounded. So it's Black Veil's been kind of like my stabilizing influence and seeing them because I saw them in 2015 and then didn't see them again until 2024. Not through any faults of them, just me because I had life. But like seeing them again, I'm like, I just gotta recommit to my creative craft better. Just like making me want to just like recommit to like being creative and just being like happy again. So it's been better.
First of all, I'm sorry that you went through that in like high school. Like, I can definitely relate. I had a frenemy, that's what I call her, and stuff, and she did similar things to me, like what that girl did to you and stuff. And like, I totally understand, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that and be the adult and like be civil and ignoring, which I know it's hard because girls are mean. We're mean and
I've got
stuff.
a loud mouth too. It was hard.
Oh, I but trust me,
I'm
I know.
like,
I'm sure it was, but like,
was like seething. I'm like, breathe. Like they called the police to my house as a prank. Like that
Okay.
was where I wanted to go through the stratosphere.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I don't like this girl anymore. Karma. Karma's a thing, and karma's gonna bite her ass
Oh yeah.
hard. So if
Oh,
it
it
hasn't
already has.
already, I'm sure it has. If it hasn't, it's gonna really bite her ass.
It already has.
Perfect.
Honestly, for me in the end, like I got kind of like the best way because like my mom loves me no matter what. Like our love isn't conditional. It's like so I have the life I want, so that's how I'm winning.
Yeah, you
I'm
are
gonna see Black Veil
winning.
Brides another couple months, so I'm winning.
There you go.
I'm winning at life.
BBB tattoos. Out of curiosity, do you have tattoos? If not, were you planning on getting any?
I don't have any. The one tattoo I was planning on getting, it's like a red dragonfly for a friend of my aunt's who passed away a few years ago. She left my aunt with like a really, like she left my aunt with this like really nice house in Maine that we all go to, and it's kind of like all of like our safe space. And she didn't have like a I'll just say she didn't have a good relationship with her family. So like my aunt was her person. So like I'd probably get that first and then like a black veil tattoo just so someone remembers her positively.
I would just say if you were gonna get a black veil bride tattoo where there is a particular design, like one of the versions of the Morning Star, a lyric, Lonnie's or Andy's like signature or something, so.
I kind of want like lyrics tattooed either from This Is Where It Ends or from like We Stitch These Wounds because I like that song too.
So moving on to concerts now. We know that you recently went to the 2015 one, and then you said, was it 2020? What
That
was
was the Bleeders Tour 2024.
the Bleeders tour? So are you going to this new one, which we're calling the GOAT tour because we don't know what to call it?
The greatest of all time tour.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to that one. I'm going to the one in New York City at the
Ooh.
Palladium, where they'll probably change that name by the time I go there because that venue has been through a lot of names.
Are you taking your mom?
I am. She is coming.
And you have VIP?
I do.
Yay!
And I'm seeing
Is your
Lonnie
mom
after
gonna
the
have
show.
VIP?
Yeah, she is too.
Yay!
Woo! She wouldn't allow me not to. She's like, "Well, if you're going, I'm going."
Yes.
But
By any chance, were you able or maybe planning to get any of like CC's, Jake, Jinx, or Lonnie's like meet and greet after the show and stuff?
I have Lonnie's.
Lonnie's! Yay! Nice.
I truly hope that you have fun though at the concert, you and your mom. I hope she has a marvelous time meeting
No, thank
them.
you. Yeah, she's gonna have fun.
What date is the one that you're going on out of curiosity? I'm just.
Me just look at my calendar. I want to say it's the 28th.
Is it
I have
in
it like I have it booked on my phone as the day of
it starts
fun.
in late April, so does it go into May?
Yeah, 28th, because it ends like right around Memorial Day.
Okay. I don't know. So obviously, I'm sure you know about like the whole like a couple of weeks ago about the digital download and stuff and
Yeah.
pre-order and stuff. And Nicole pointed out, and for some reason I didn't see it until later, that the album is possibly going to be out in May, so you might get lucky to actually get the name of the new album and stuff with Certainty and Hallelujah and Bleeders and all the covers and stuff. So if you do, lucky. Okay, so this question is going to ask about their war paint and their beginning of the years. Which one has been your favorite BBB war paint?
Probably when Jinx was doing like kind of like the Joker paint, like probably that era.
Okay.
Like the
Jester
that.
look. The jester, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool with like the top hat and stuff and
Oh, yeah.
the Ouija guitar.
I miss that guitar.
Oh, I
I do too. That
know.
was a really cool one.
I saw it when I first saw them during the Pins and Needles tour when We Stitch These Wounds came out, and I thought it was the coolest guitar ever.
Is really cool. I like that war paint look. I do like the modern look though too, but
If we're gonna go back to eras, then what would be your all-time favorite era to live in for Black Veil Brides?
favorite era probably like the Phantom Tomorrow to like now era because I feel like everybody's like happy, like everyone like they seem like so like reinvigorated to like their creative work like in the band and like outside the band. Like we get to see snippets of like what they're doing, like Jinx does like composing and like Lonnie's doing like working on an album with like his brother and stuff. So like we get to see like all of them just kind of like almost like rediscovering their passions. I feel like when you do it like 24/7, sometimes you lose it. But it seems like everybody's like so happy and like so healthy and like they feel like the Phantom Tomorrow, like they were like so excited to like release this album and they're like so excited to like show us this album too.
Yes, they're all
And I'm
like
excited to hear this album.
flourishing, thriving in their lane.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's like so like when you see them in like interviews too, it's like everyone's like laughing, like happy and like smiling. And I love
Yeah.
seeing people just be happy.
How has been your experience with the Black Veil Brides Army so far?
It's been super cool. Like the last like when I went to see them on the Bleeders tour, like I met like a couple of people because I had chaperoned my cousin, his friend on that one. Like I met people behind me. We're all just kind of because we all worked in like the medical field, so we were all able to talk about our trauma of dealing with that. So it was kind of like able to like just able to bond because like everybody's got their own thing and just be able to like talk to people and it's been pretty positive. You know, a lot of people are creative or if they're not creative, they understand. You know, just life is difficult right now. So like everybody comes there for like 3 hours just to have a good time.
Well, that's good. I'm
I feel like,
glad you're meeting people around your state slash city and stuff, and then getting to know them and also exploring, I'm assuming through social media too, like Instagram and stuff. So.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that was actually closer, like in Albany, New York. Like that almost never happens. I'm like, well, I gotta grab tickets for that.
I feel like just this new with this new era too. I don't know, it's weird. I feel like it's kind of caused like a really good shift in the army because there's so many just wonderful people that are just out putting themselves out there, like wanting to make friends within the BBB army, and I think it's absolutely delightful.
Yeah, I've definitely seen like a lot of people like will post like their art and they'll post like their writing, and it's like really cool to like see people like responding positively.
So our very last question for you is actually if you by chance have any questions for Ruth and I, and they can be BVB related or they don't have to be.
All right, so this is my nerd question because I'm a huge nerd. So, what book do you wish you could read and experience the magic of for the first time all over again?
Oh, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Okay.
A book? Oh my God.
I have two.
And again, no judgment. I'm just curious.
I mean, oh, I can go. Okay.
Yeah, please.
For either one of you. This is a question for either one of you. Like, both, it's not like one
Okay,
or the
so
other.
it's really hard because I have two. I mean, I'm gonna go with, I feel like this one's like oh, it's your comfort zone. Yeah, it's my comfort zone because it's amazing. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I was a big Potterhead and stuff, so the first time I read that book, I was just so fascinated. Well, like obviously because in that book, the characters are getting older, it's getting more sinister and dark in the series and stuff, and just reading all the details of the Tri-Wizard tournaments and stuff was amazing, and obviously the like crushes and puberty and then the Yule Ball and stuff was amazing. So I love that book. I absolutely love it and stuff. And I would honestly, I do need to reread it. It's been a minute and stuff. And the other one is a book, I can't remember the author, but it's called Vampire Kisses. I read that like in middle
Oh,
school,
Ellen
high school.
Schreiber.
Thank
I have
you. Yes,
her.
I love those freaking books. Like I am obsessed with those books. I have them and stuff, and I just love vampires. And I just love how the story and the plot went with Alexander and Raven and stuff. And like Nicole sometimes reminds me of Raven, I swear to God, and stuff. And I'm just like, I just love that book series in general. And I just,
I feel like almost weird answering it just because like all the books I read are horror books. So
No,
I'm like,
do
ooh,
it.
like
I like horror too. No judgment.
Goosebumps
I
and
love those
that
too.
was. That was my jam, and then I can't. What was the I'm blanking on the name, but it's by the same guy that writes the Goosebump books.
Fear Street?
Fear Street. Thank
Okay.
you. See, those were like my main books that I read beyond Clifford the Big Red Dog. I loved those books too, and I would probably go back to the Goosebump books, specifically Werewolf of Swamp Fever, because that's my favorite Goosebump book.
My mom's favorite movie from when I was a kid and still is Silence of the Lambs. So I was doomed from the start to just like horror. So
Exactly.
I have a harder Black Veil Brides one for you.
Oh boy.
So Andy was in, I think it was either last month or like the month before, he released what seven songs he would want to be on like a forever Black Veil Brides set list. Which would be your guys' seven? I
Strictly
have
Black
his.
Veil Brides, right?
Yeah, I have his seven on here if it gives you an idea.
Okay. I remember that interview. I remember. Okay. Seven.
But it can be from any album or EP. I don't know if that makes it harder.
I need to have seven fingers that way I can keep track. I
I
feel
know
like
I came with the hard questions today.
in the end, obviously, because it's a classic, they have to do it for encores and stuff. It's a classic. Knives and Pens, another staple, classic. Perfect Weapon, another classic. Blackbird, love Blackbird.
That's a good song.
maybe I know. The self-titled album is kind of like a hit or miss for some fans, but the one song I would love to hear live is Crowns of Thorns.
I
Ooh.
love that song.
Thank you. I love it so much. I like first time I heard it, I just blasted it. And so I would love to hear that live. Crowns of Thorns. Okay, that gives me two more.
I know I made this hard.
Yeah,
I can't think of
this
the
is
last two.
rough. Hang on. Okay, I'm trying to think of all the albums right now. I mean, Dead Men Walking, I wouldn't mind. I know it's a long one, but I love it.
I love that song too. That would take up a lot of set time too. There's only going to be seven
It's
songs
only
too.
seven. Make it count.
Yeah.
Make it long. Make it count. One of the bonus. Oh, I gotta remember one of the bonus tracks from Wretched Divine. I gotta remember
Is
which.
it Let You Down?
Yes. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. So I
I'm
would
writing my
definitely. Yeah.
list.
Those are my seven.
Okay. Were yours in order by chance?
I just kind of just put seven
Okay, you
fingers up
just
and went
counted.
down. So I just
Okay,
make sure I
so
can count.
nothing has to, I mean, I'm not going in order as long as I don't have to be in order. This is just what we would like, I
Yeah,
guess.
Andy didn't do his in order either, so
Perfect.
he just listed seven.
Okay, so I think I would definitely have to go with Sweet Blasphemy, obviously. I have to. I would love Shadows Rise. Have to have Shadows Rise because I still haven't heard that song live yet. We Stitch These Wounds. Ugh, love We Stitch These Wounds. Stolen Omen, Dead Man Walking. Actually, I would like I Am Bulletproof too. That would actually be
I
pretty
am both
epic. And then I think I would have to go with Smoke and Mirrors.
good one too.
All right, BBB Army, thank you so much for tuning in to today and listening to Amber's BBB story. Amber, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. We greatly appreciate it. And I just want to say again, absolutely love talking to you. Thank
Oh,
you
thank
so
you.
much. Please tell us, where can fans find you on the social platforms?
So I'm on Instagram under a different name, Salem C, because that's my pen name. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter under the same name. You can find me on Facebook under my real name, Amber Harris. Just let me know that you found me from the podcast and I'll add you. That's where I leave. I also have a blog, salemc.com. You can read my stuff there. I do occasionally post about Black Veil Brides, mostly about weird stuff though, like folklore
Ooh,
and
I
all
love
this
that.
other nerdy stuff.
Hell yeah.
So if you like reading nerd stuff, you should join. You should read that blog.
You heard it here, BBB Army. So go ahead and give them a follow, check out their blog, and then you can go ahead and give us a follow on all social platforms. And you can also check us out anywhere you can listen to a podcast. Until next time, BBB Army, we will see you. Bye.
Bye.